You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you are watching our program Spiritual Cures. Inshallah Azawajal, today I'm going to be talking about a very important thing that we can learn from our program today as well. And that is regarding the health and poverty that we normally think that poverty is some kind of a burden or it's nothing good. Then inshallah Azawajal, in this program we are also going to learn how much, you know, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you know, praised those people especially who were struggling with poverty as well. So please inshallah Azawajal, if you can stay with us, we will inshallah Azawajal talk about this as well. Because what happens normally is when you see other people, people who have money and people with status and people with all this kind of money that they can spend. Now what happens is normally the shaitan, he will at that time, he will put fitna, he will put whispers inside the mind of a person. And when it comes to that stage, then what happens is a person, he loses hope in the in Allah Azza wa Jal, and he starts to commit sins as well. Now, I want to start off with a very beautiful incident. It's mentioned that Hazrat Sayyiduna Suwad bin Ghafla radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that I was once present in the court of Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyiduna Aliul Murtada karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem in the capital city of Kufa. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was served with a loaf of barley bread and a cup of milk. The loaf of bread was so dry and hard that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu had to break it sometimes with his hands and sometimes by keeping it on his knees. Seeing this, I asked his maid, Fida radiallahu ta'ala anha, do you have no sympathy for him? This loaf of bread has chaff. You should sift the barley and make soft bread for him so that he will have no difficulty in breaking it. Fida radiallahu ta'ala anha replied that Amirul Mu'mineen karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem had made her take an oath that she would never prepare bread for him with sifted barley. Meanwhile, turning towards me, Amirul Mu'mineen karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem asked, O Ibn Ghafla, what were you saying to her? I told him what I said to the maid. I then said to him in a beseeching manner, O Amirul Mu'mineen, please have mercy on you and do not inflict hardship on you. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, O Ibn Ghafla, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his family neither ate white bread with satiation for 3 consecutive days, nor was bread ever made with sifted flour for him. Once I was extremely hungry in Madinah Munawwara, so I went out to look for some work so that I could get something to eat. On the way I came across a lady who was in search of a person to sow clods of earth in water. I talked to her and she agreed to pay me a single date per bucket of water used for soaking the clods. I poured 16 buckets of water to soak those clods. As a result of doing this, I got blisters on my hands. I brought those dates to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him the whole story. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate some of the dates. May Allah have mercy upon them and forgive us without any accountability. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, these were our pious predecessors. Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he came from a very, very, you know, poor background. Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he lived with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for a long time. Yani you could say that he grew up in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you know, he used to bring Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu up, there's so many things that Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem learned from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu had adopted a very simple and very ascetic lifestyle. It wasn't a lifestyle of full of, you know, luxury and all these different types of foods that today we eat today. Despite facing hardships, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu never expressed even a single word of complaint. Like his food, his dress was also very simple. Once he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked to why he radiallahu ta'ala anhu patched up his kameez. So he replied, "This act softens the heart and a Muslim adopts it." In other words, the heart of a Muslim should be soft. Now, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, as Muslims, you know, we love Hazrat Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we always, you know, have this opportunity that I wish that we can love Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu so much that inshallah, azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala make it easy for us as well. I do have a few messages that were sent by people. So inshallah azza wa jal, if we can just include them in our program today, inshallah azza wa jal. Let's see what the first message was. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please can you give me something to read because I am finding it difficult to find a job. Inshallah azza wa jal, as soon as I get the wazifa, I'll inshallah azza wa jal pass it over to yourself as well. And also remember, at this moment in time, sadly, there are many people who have lost their jobs, or those people who are struggling to find a job in this pandemic era. So we need, as Muslims, if you know the wazifa, or inshallah as well, try to note it down or try to record it and then send it over to someone else who is struggling to find a job. And inshallah as well, in that way, we can inshallah as well, hopefully try to help one another. And inshallah azza wa jal, we can try to make it work for others people as well. Remember what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. You know, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had love for the ummah. Ghame ummah is something that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had. He always thought about his ummah. He always was worried about his ummah. And in many, many times the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, would stay up all night, do ibadat. And yet also the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, he was always making dua for his ummah as well. This is why today, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, we have a very beautiful personality, you know, in the form of Amir Ahle Sunnat, who always worries about the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, azza wa jal, may Allah ta'ala make it easier for you, and those who have lost their jobs, may Allah ta'ala make it easier for you as well. The wazifa, if you have lost a job or you are finding another job, then offer 2 rakat nafal salah at non-makruh time. After performing 2 rakat nafal, recite this wazifa, Ya Latifu, 182 times with durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once before and after, and then make dua for a permissible and easy job or for halal income. Inshallah azza wa jal, your dua will be accepted. Please, if you can forward this on to other people as well who are looking for a job, who are struggling with their finances, inshallah azza wa jal, because of you again, let's all act upon the ghumay ummah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed on to us as well. So what you need to do is the person, he needs to recite 2 rakat nafal, you know, avoid the 3 makruh times, and read 182 times, Ya Latifu, make dua in the court of Allah. Inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will accept this dua, and Allah azza wa jal will inshallah azza wa jal make it easier for you to look for a job as well. Inshallah azza wa jal. Ji, Pyare Islam bhaiyo, we've got another message from an Islamic brother. Salamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Please do not mention my name on TV. I am struggling with a court case. I was put into some problems I was not involved in this, but now I am struggling. I am really scared as to what is going to be happening. Please, is there anything that I could read that I could get out of this mess? Allah Ta'ala, make it easier for you. You know, if you are saying that, you know, you are innocent yourself, you believe that you're innocent and you can swear an oath in the name of Allah that you are innocent. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we all make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives you success in your court case. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, I will try to give you a wazifa as well. But inshallah, Azza wa Jal, but during that time, let's just go through another few messages and see what the Islam brothers will be asking. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I have a job interview. Is there anything that I could read for my good job? Okay, so basically, as much as I've understood, is you've got a job interview and you want to read something. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Again, the wazifa is for the same purpose as well. If you've got a job interview, then inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you can read that wazifa as well. But there is another special wazifa for the interview to be, inshallah, make it easier for you. I'll inshallah, Azza wa Jal, get the wazifa for you. Please, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, hopefully I'll do that as soon as is possible. For the brother who sent the message, inshallah, we don't mention names on TV, but you said that you were put into a problem and now you're facing a court case. Whoever is subject to unlawful court case should recite Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram 654 times on the date of the trial case. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the verdict will be in his or her favor. So if you got a court case on Monday, and whatever the date is on Monday, please, before you go to the court case, recite Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. It'll be better, you know, if you have a little tasbih with you as well. And Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, I would request all the viewers of Madani channel to keep this small tasbih. You know, you can get it from Maktabatul Madina, you can get it from any bookshops as well. A very small tasbih that you can put onto your finger. And then before you go to the court case, just keep reciting Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. And I think 654 times, it's not going to take a lot of time. You know, within about 10-15 minutes, inshallah, you'll be able to read this wazifa. And also, if you can, try to have a little mannat as well. That Ya Allah, if I win this court case, I will fast for one day, I will give so much sadaqah in the way of Allah, or I will read so many nawafil. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will make you successful in that as well. And remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you know, we worry about the court cases in this dunya. But do you know there will be a court case on the day of judgment, where Allah Azza wa Jal will be the judge. And at that time, you know, it's going to be very, very difficult. In the dunya, you can go and buy witnesses as well. You can bribe people as well. But in the hereafter, there will be nothing like that. So what we need to do is on the day of judgment, we need to start to live a life of piety, a life of taqwa, so that inshallah, so that we don't go through all the pains and the problems of the hereafter as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. May Allah Ta'ala give you success, and may Allah Azza wa Jal free you, inshallah, from this problem that you are facing as well. And again, like I said, if you know of anyone who's going through such difficulties, then please pass this message on to them as well. For the Islamic brother who has got a job interview, then please, if you can note this down as well, this is from the booklet of Amir al-Sunnah, which is called The Sparrow and the Blind Snake, the English booklet, page number 34. The Sparrow and the Blind Snake. If you go onto Google and you put in Sparrow and Blind Snake, just put Dawat Islami in there, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this book will come up and you can download it. It's on page number 34. If you are going to attend an interview for a permissible job, remember that in the condition is that it's a permissible job. Yeah, it's not a job that where you will be earning haram, where you'll be selling alcohol, something which is permissible. Talk to the scholars. And that is the beauty of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, that Dawat Islami is giving us that mindset. Yes, we need to earn halal money. But before you go and get a job, always ask a Mufti-e-Islam, Mufti Sahab, that Hazrat, I've got this job. This is what the job involves. And let him, inshallah, Azawajal, give you a verdict, a fatwa on that. If it's permissible, then inshallah, Azawajal, recite this wazifa. Before your interview, inshallah, Azawajal, you will succeed. And the wazifa is, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كاف ها يا عين صاد حميم عين سين قاف فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. This is the wazifa that you need to read. It's on Sparrow and the Blind Snake, page number 34. Inshallah, Azawajal, if you read that before going to the interview, inshallah, Azawajal, try to recite Durood-e-Paak before and after. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala give you success in the job that you are having the interview for. And may Allah Ta'ala make it easier for you as well, inshallah, Azawajal. Let's have another question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. At this moment in time, I am running a small corner shop, but things are looking very, very bleak for me as I am struggling in my business. I have done many things, taken loans out, asked help from family member, but I'm still struggling. Is there anything that I could read to help me in my business? Inshallah, Azawajal. I'll try to give you the wazifa for that as well, inshallah, Azawajal. Remember that always keep making dua in the court of Allah, Azawajal. Allah Ta'ala will make you successful. Make sure that you offer your 5 times salah. You know what? Sometimes people think, you know, am I offering my 5 times salah? If I'm not, chalo, at least I offer 1 or 2 namaz. At least I'm trying my best. Remember, as a Muslim, for baligh and sane Muslims, namaz is very, very important. Namaz is farz upon the person. And what we need to do is, inshallah, Azzawajal, we need to understand that namaz is such an important thing that we cannot neglect namaz. Sometimes what happens, people, they don't offer their salah. And when they go through these difficult periods, difficult times, people sometimes blame other people. Oh, it's that person, he's done black magic on me, he's done wazifa on me, he's done ta'weez on me. Remember, it's not always that case. Sometimes it's our own faults as well. And we've got to admit to our faults. Without admitting to our faults, we're not going to be, you know, successful in that. Inshallah, Azawajal. Remember, the dunya is temporary. The dunya will finish one day. And the life of this world is game and play. Allah Ta'ala mentions that in the Quran as well. The life of this world is temporary. We're going to leave this dunya. The life of the hereafter is the best life. And it's a life that we need to struggle to have a better life there. But Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, you know, we could have a good life in this world as well. Yes, we can. Follow the Shariat, offer your 5 times salah, become a pious and practice Muslim. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will give you a better life in this world. Ji, for the Islamic brother who asked for their business was struggling, please note this wazifa down. Inshallah, Azawajal, it will be much beneficial if you can write it down. Because remember, as I said before, there are so many people at this moment in time, sadly, who are struggling in their businesses. And maybe if we know of someone, and inshallah, if we can help them, that will be better for ourselves as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. The wazifa is, write Bismillahirrahmanirrahim 35 times on a piece of paper, and then hang it at home. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, shaitan will not pass by, and there will be great blessings in your halal sustenance. If it is hung in a shop, and the business is permissible, the business will become very successful. So inshallah, Azawajal, write Bismillahirrahmanirrahim 35 times and on a piece of paper. It doesn't matter what piece of paper, plain one with lines. Just write Bismillahirrahmanirrahim 35 times and hang it in your shop. Inshallah, Azawajal, Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat and blessings. Remember, barakat doesn't mean that the roof is going to open and money is going to start showering. That's not what the case is. Barakat will be that inshallah, whatever you are earning, inshallah, you'll find that, you know, you're not struggling anymore. You're not finding it difficult financially. Allah Ta'ala will inshallah also make your business successful as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wish I had something that I have desired. Please, can you tell me something that I can read that I have it? Okay, inshallah. You know, so basically, if it's something that is permissible, not something that is ma'azallah haram, and mashallah azawajal, as you send this message, I hope, and inshallah azawajal, most likely, alhamdulillah azawajal, as a Muslim, you know, every Muslim wants to do good. So alhamdulillah, it'll be something that will be good for you, and that's why you're asking for this. Inshallah azawajal, as soon as I get the wazifa, inshallah azawajal, I will definitely pass that on to you as well. We've got another message. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you tell me something? If I have been coughing for quite a long time now, is there anything that I can do, or is there anything that I can read so that I can stop coughing? Please, if you can help me, it will be really, really appreciated. We've got another message, inshallah, azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I keep losing my money at home. I always ask my parents and my other family members, and they say that they have not seen the money. Is there anything that I can do or read that I could find out what the problem is or where the money has gone? I can give you a wazifa. Inshallah azza wa jalla, you can read to protect your wealth. So inshallah azza wa jalla, it's a very beautiful wazifa that I personally read myself as well. And you know, you put things in the trust of Allah azza wa jalla. Remember, when you leave your house, read the dua, bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So put your own self, your own life in the trust of Allah azza wa jalla. Allah ta'ala will inshallah protect you as well. And this wazifa that I do it myself as well, La ilaha illallah 97 times, and then blow on yourself, your sacks of grains, your store, your wealth. Inshallah azza wa jal, the goods and wealth will remain protected from any sort of disaster and calamity. Sometimes, you know, you might be, you know, we sometimes forget. You know, we put something and we forget where we put it. That is why, I mean, a few months ago, I can remember Amir Ahle Sunnat, he gave the weekly booklet. Was in that it was written that, you know, if the whole family member is using one certain item at home, then make sure you put it in a place where everyone knows where that item is. And as soon as you've used it for yourself, put it back there again. Yeah. For example, toothpaste. You wake up in the morning, you know, you're there, you're getting late to work and you can't find the toothpaste. Yeah, try to have the toothpaste in somewhere where it's all, you know, visible. Or if you're having breakfast in the morning and loaf of bread, you know, if you put it into one place, then at least if someone is getting late to work or something, yeah, at least they know where everything is. So that could be a start of what we can do. But inshallah, for that person who says that his money gets, it doesn't, I don't think it was, he mentioned he gets stolen, he gets, you know, he can't find his money. Remember, before we start to blame other people, always, always, always look at yourself as well. Yeah, because when we start to blame others, more sometimes what happens is, he's took it, she's took it, I know she has taken it. Yeah, and then a few days later, you're there blaming them, you know, shouting at them, you fall out with them, you know, you're a thief, this is what you've done. And a couple of days later, you find that same thing that you were looking, it was in the place where you put it. But because you were getting late for work or you weren't looking properly, you did not look at it properly and you were blaming others as well. And, you know, as they say, the damage has been done. It's going to be really, really difficult to get back to that situation as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Is there anything that you can give us that will protect our life against people that we don't like? Okay, so I think people that you don't like will be your enemies, those people. You know, maybe someone's worried about, you know, enemies. And sadly, you know, I've seen a few videos that people have sent me, you know, clips. And it's like Muslims fighting with one another openly on the streets. You know, and in one case, there was a Muslim lying on the street, blood gushing out of his body, and half of his leg was chopped off as well. And astaghfirullah, you know, Allah Ta'ala forbid us. You know, why are we fighting with our own selves? Why are we fighting? You know, we shouldn't be fighting with anyone at all. We should be fighting with our own nafs and our ego. Our enemy, remember, is the shaitan. Shaitan is our enemy. He is our enemy. He is the one that we need to fight with. But if you think that you have enemies, and you know, people are maybe sometimes they're jealous of what you have, they might be jealous of the money you have, they might be jealous with the jobs that you have, with the car. People are just, you know, just crazy at the moment. They might be looking at anything. So please, if that is the case, and you are worried genuinely about your life, then inshallah azza wa jal, if you can recite this as well. If there is a danger to health and wealth from any powerful enemy, recite Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram 421 times with durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the beginning and at the end. After each salah, make dua with by crying for protection. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will remain protected from the evil and wickedness of your enemies. Yeah, so make dua in the court of Allah azza wa jal with sincerity, and inshallah azza wa jal, Allah ta'ala will protect you from your enemies as well. Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. This is from the book Scorpion on a Frog, page number 25 and Wazifa number 12. Inshallah azza wa jal, if you can read that, inshallah azza wa jal, you will see that will be much beneficial for you as well. Assalamu alaikum, brother. MashaAllah azza wa jal, I have been watching your program. It's nice to see you back. I really enjoy the program and the way that Madani Channel and Dawat Islami is helping the grief-stricken ummah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala reward you and may Allah azza wa jal forgive your sins. Ameen. Jazakallah khaira. You know, that was a really uplifting message because Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, Madani Channel is, you know, at this moment in time, so many people will be watching this program throughout the whole world, in the UK, in Europe, you'll be watching it on satellite, and other people, they can watch it on the internet as well. And this is what Dawat Islami is all about, helping the ummah, helping the grief-stricken ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are people that need our help, and Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you know, I'm really, you know, proud of Amir Ahl Sunnah that he's given us such a mindset that, you know, we are trying to help each other and we are especially trying to help other people as well. So please help Dawat Islami so that we can help other people as well. And inshallah azza wa jal, the way we help others, remember Allah ta'ala will help us on the day of judgment as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, is there anything that I could read that will benefit me because I am going through a very bad patch? Please do not mention my name. If you can also tell me what is wrong with me. Okay, inshallah. The thing is, there might not be anything wrong with you. It might be a test from Allah Azza wa Jal that you are going through this difficult time. Be steadfast on that. Make sure that you are punctual in your salah. Make sure that you are reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because as we heard from the scholars, reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a means of getting barakat in our lives, in our earnings, as well as many other things as well. But inshallah azza wa jal, I'm going to get a wazifa for you to read. So hopefully inshallah azza wa jal, please try to read this wazifa if you can, inshallah azza wa jal. Allah ta'ala reward you. For the Islamic brother who asked for wazifa regarding barakat in his wealth, then there is a very short wazifa. It's Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, 1400 times with durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 14 times before and after. So 1400 times Ya Wahhabu, 14 times durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before and after. Inshallah azza wa jal, you will never be deprived of blessings in sustenance. Furthermore, your offsprings and their descendants will also remain prosperous due to abundant sustenance. Inshallah azza wa jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you do dua for my brother? Inshallah azza wa jal. Allah ta'ala give barakat and blessings to your brother. One important thing, my dear Islam brothers, you know, sometimes, you know, when we live in an extended family where, you know, the brother is married to your cousins and then you are married into the same family. We say davati. Sometimes it's very awkward situation. But remember, if one person makes the mistake, for example, if you are the husband and your sister has been divorced by your wife's brother, that doesn't mean that you go and divorce your wife. That is just absolutely shocking, and it's not right. You know, as Muslims, we should not be even going to that. What is her fault? Yeah, there was a case where Rukne Shura once mentioned that in one family, 9 talaqs took place. 9 talaqs took place in just one family because they were all like married in one with one another. You know, she was married to uncle's son and he was married to the pupo's daughter. So all these marriages were there, and one person, one family had an argument, they fell apart and they divorced, and then all of a sudden, just like a domino effect, one talaq, second, third, fourth, yeah. And that is wrong, you know. Allah Ta'ala forbid, we will have to answer Allah Azza wa Jal on the Day of Judgment. So remember, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, if we, go about doing these kind of things, you know, we are violating the rights of another Muslim. You know, if you, for example, anything that happens into the family, your wife, you know, your kids, what have they done? Yeah? So what have they done? And, you know, what do you, what is the problem? So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, please try to have a good relationship at home as well. I know sometimes things can really go pear-shaped, as they say. Things can really go, you know, in a very, very bad turn. But always stay steadfast and always keep making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And always be kind to your other half, you know, to your children as well. Inshallah, as well, you'll see there will be barakat as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Someone asked for a wazifa to, again, for safeguarding their job as well. I've got a wazifa in front of me. Before I say that to you, let's a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we mentioned in Al-Khasais al-Kubra, a companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu once humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the world has turned its back to me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do you not remember the tasbih, which is the tasbih of angels and all creation, by virtue of which sustenance is given? At the break of dawn, Subh Sadiq, recite this tasbih 100 times. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim, astaghfirullah. The world will come to you disgraced. That companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu then left. After some time, he came back again and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the world came to me so abundantly that I am astonished where to pick it up and where to put it. Subhanallah. Yani Allah Ta'ala gave him so much, you know, sustenance, risk, that person, he had so much that he didn't know where to put all that. So alhamdulillah, inshallah, if you can read the same wazifa as well. This is also written in the book of Amir al-Sunnah, Sparrow and the Blind Snake. It's on wazifa number 12, page number 32. And the wazifa is, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, Subhanallahi al-Azim, Astaghfirullah. If you can recite that, recite Durood e Pak once before and after to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. I've got another message from someone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me some wazifa that I could be protected when I am traveling, as I travel quite a lot and my mother has insisted to ask you guys if you can help me. MashaAllah. Salam to your mom as well for guiding you to Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. Really nice to hear from yourself as well. Yes, but alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you know, the dua for traveling, I'll give you another wazifa that Amir al-Sunnat has written in one of his booklets. But remember, when you leave the home, read the dua. Bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Recite that dua, Allah Ta'ala, you'll be in the protection of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then when you are traveling, recite the dua, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. وَإِنَّا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا لَمُنْقَلِبُونَ. Read this dua as well, before and after Durood e Pak. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, your journey will be good, and Allah Ta'ala will inshallah Azza wa Jal protect you from any other calamities as well. Let me just give the wazifa to the Islamic brother for transport, you know, to Allah Ta'ala keep you safe on that as well. Recite Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum 132 times. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum 132 times when you board a boat or any other mode of transport. Basically for yourself it will be a car. Inshallah, it will be protected from any difficulty along the way, and even the boat would not sink in devastating storm. So if you are driving to and from work, this could be something that we can all read, especially when you're going on a long journey. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala will protect you from any types of difficulty, and inshallah, as well, any kinds of accidents as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Remember, if you are traveling, sometimes what happens is as soon as we sit in the car, you know, music comes on. And astaghfirullah, we'll be doing a long journey. What if you have an accident during that journey? And you were listening to that music whilst you were driving. Can you imagine what's, you know, the last moments of your life, that instead of someone reciting the kalima, instead of your own self reciting the kalima, and this music is still playing, you'll be listening to the music. So your life has just ended by you listening to music. And remember, if someone is singing the songs, there was a case where a young brother who passed away in a car accident, and they were with their friends joyriding, and they were driving fast, and they came to a bend, you know, where they didn't have control, and they were singing that song, and you know, there was loud music in the background. And he says that when that, sadly, that young lad passed away in hospital, he was singing the same song that he was singing inside the car. Remember, your last action in this world will be the first on the day of judgment. I don't want to die singing, you know, to songs. I don't want to die listening to music. So please make sure when you go, you know, it doesn't matter if it's a long drive or a short drive. Music is not allowed in Islam. Any sort of music, especially, you know, nowadays we have music in naats, astaghfirullah. And people call them nasheed artists. Oh, make tawbah. You know, people say, well, because people are not reciting the naats, you know, they're listening to music, so might as well have it in the naats, so at least they're listening to something good. How can they be listening to something good when there's music in the background? So if someone is not doing anything good, you add music into it, it'll make it better. People don't read the Quran. So what are we going to do? Put music and read the Quran so that people can read the Quran as well. At least they're doing something good. No, there is a line, that boundary line. Islam will never let you cross that boundary line. It doesn't matter if people act upon it or not. Just like your salah. You can't say to a sane and a baligh Muslim man or a woman whose namaz is farz upon them, start with one and then slowly, gradually move up to five. You can't do that. You know, as a Muslim, you know, we need to enter into Islam fully. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kafa. You know, there's no pick and choosing in Islam. Once you become a Muslim, and alhamdulillah, be thankful that Allah Ta'ala has made you a Muslim. We were born in a Muslim home. Now, to follow the laws of Islam are very important. We can't cut corners. We can't say, I want to do this and leave this and do this and leave that. No, you have to act upon everything. And mashallah, for those Islamic brothers and sisters who do offer their salah, congratulations. But sadly, there are many, many, Amir al-Sunnah mentioned in the Bayan, you know, sometimes that there's more than 95% of Muslims who don't offer their salah. Now, then you're going to get problems, aren't you? You're going to get problems in your family. You're going to get problems in your earnings. You might be thinking, well, that so-and-so doesn't read namaz. He's chilling. He's having a good time. He's a millionaire. He's got a good job, he's got a good family, a good house, he's enjoying it. He's, you know, as they say, you know, he's having a good life, but he doesn't offer his salah. That doesn't mean that if he's doing that, that is good for him. All that is a test from him. Allah Ta'ala has given him a good life, it's a test. Allah has given him money, it's a test. Allah Ta'ala has given him a good job, good car, good house. They are all tests from Allah Ta'ala. Remember, having a good house and a good job and a good car doesn't mean that you are a good Muslim. Alhamdulillah, there are many, many good Muslims who have good cars, good jobs, good houses. It doesn't mean, that's not the sign of success. Sign of success is that we worship our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Sign of success is you are struggling, yet you are still making dua. You are struggling, yet you're still offering your 5 times salah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, once we achieve that, Allah Ta'ala will help us as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Ji, a message, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My brother has been wrongly accused at this moment in time, and he is in custody. Is there anything that you can give us, something that he can read, that Allah Ta'ala can, inshallah, have mercy on him? We are sure that he is innocent. He is swearing that he is innocent. He has done nothing wrong. Inshallah, there is a wazifa. I'll give you that, inshallah, as well as soon. Remember, you know, always keep making dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And, you know, make dua after every salah. Tell him to offer his salah. In custody, he will be able to offer his salah. Salah is your tool, your weapon to fight the shaitan, and your tool for success. Please remember, nothing is far important than salah. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, if any person is any sort of a problem, inshallah Azza wa Jal, recite that. Allah Ta'ala will have mercy upon you, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The wazifa for your brother that you said, recite La ilaha illallah in abundance, inshallah, he will be released from a prison. So even though he's not in a prison, he is in a in jail at the moment, or he's in custody, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala will inshallah make it easier for him. So La ilaha illallah, just keep on reading La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Maybe it's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So we need to be really steadfast upon that as well, inshallah Azza wa Jal. We did have some requests for dua. Let's make a short dua for all the people who are ill and for all those who have sent in their messages as well. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Jazallahu anna Sayyidana wa Mawlana Muhammadan sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ma huwa ahlu. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim. For the sake of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, those who are ill in hospital, grant them shifa. Those who are ill at home, grant them shifa. For all those Muslims, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, who are ill at home, in hospital, grant them shifa. Through their food, grant them shifa. Through the air they breathe, and Ya Allah, grant them shifa. Through the water that they drink, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Shafi, Ya Shafi, Ya Shafi, Ya Shafi. Ya Allah, you are the one who gives shifa. Give shifa to all the Muslims. Allahumma khassil muradana, murad al-deen, wa dunya wal akhirah. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, accept all our lawful du'as. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
You slaves always request for du'a. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, Ya Allah.